Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. He, Herod, sent and had John beheaded in the prison. His disciples came and took away the body and buried it, and they went and reported to Jesus. Now when Jesus heard about John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a secluded place by himself. However, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and be healed by him of their infirmities. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." In this fast-paced world, it is not uncommon for most of us to miss those tranquil times of silence and solitude. We always seem to be in a rush. Quiet times are not at the top of our priority list, or at the very least, is not something that happens as frequently as we would like them to. I don't know if you have ever thought about it, but Jesus led a rushed life too. But unlike us, he used silence and solitude quite a bit during his life and ministry as a means of refocusing, refreshing, and getting closer to God. Jesus knew that he needed to maintain a close relationship with God, his Father, if he wanted to be effective in his ministry. He needed to hear God whisper to him and to hear that still small voice. So he sought silence and solitude so he could hear God's voice clearer. The Gospels are filled with references to the times and the places that we find Jesus in solitude. The scripture readings we have heard and meditated on this evening are only a few of them. Let's remind ourselves once again of them and how Jesus' times of solitude kept him on track. First of all, Jesus sought solitude before making important decisions. Right before he goes out and chooses the 12 disciples, Jesus went to the mountain to pray. We read that now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray, and then it goes on and it says, when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. It is never a bad idea to pray before making major decisions in your life, what school to attend, whether to change jobs or even careers, who to marry, what option to choose among many. Unfortunately, too often we pray after we've already made our decision. If the decision didn't go right, or we've made the decision, and what we really want is God to say, "Yeah, you made the right decision." Well, when I was choosing a college to attend, I ended up attending 3 colleges, changing my career 3 times before realizing maybe I better ask God for some help. We need to pray to God and to be in solitude before making important decisions in our life. Secondly, one of the scriptures that we read, we find that Jesus sought solitude at the death of a close friend. It was the scripture about the beheading of John and his disciples coming and taking away the body and then talking to Jesus. And when Jesus hears about John, it says, now when Jesus heard about John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a secluded place by himself. At the hearing of the news about the death of John the Baptist, Jesus sought solitude and silence. My friends, the storms of death will more than likely touch each and every one of us. Parent, grandparent, spouse, sibling, child, friend, or even a cherished pet. It is times like these that we need to seek silence and solitude with God. We need God's strength and support as we travel through that valley of the shadow of death. It was true of Jesus, and I know that at these times, we need to seek God, our comforter, too. The third passage, brief passage that I read, was a time when Jesus sought solitude during the daily demands of life. As the popularity of Jesus increased, so did the demands placed upon him. In Luke 5, Jesus heals a man who was full of leprosy and warns him not to tell anyone of the healing. And then we read these words, "However, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him. And so he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed." Daily demands can drain us. Today was one of those days for me. Spouses, children, jobs, church, making dinner, doing laundry, getting kids to school and after school activities, finding time to connect with our spouses, grabbing a cup of coffee with a friend. There are times that we all need to seek silence and solitude to help us to recharge our batteries for the challenges that may be right around the corner. Daily pressures can take a toll on us. Jesus sought solitude because of the demands on his life. Perhaps we should too. And finally, the last scripture that I read was about Jesus seeking solitude before facing death. Jesus knew the purpose for which he had come. He knew that he would be arrested and that he would die for us. He knew what the future held for him, so he took a group of his disciples and he went to a quiet place, solitude and silence. We read, "Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, 'Sit here while I go and pray over there.'" My friends, none of us knows when we are going to die. We really don't know for sure what tomorrow holds. You may be going through good times right now, or perhaps they're hard times. You may be walking through the valley of death, or maybe you're walking on cloud nine. You may have your plans for the future all planned out, or you may be living one day at a time. Our deaths might not be end-of-life ones, but it may be the death of a relationship, the death of a dream, the death of a career, or the loneliness of grief after the death of a loved one. Yes, sometimes it's good stuff. Sometimes it's bad. In all likelihood, we are going to experience both the good and the bad. My question to you is, will you be ready? Have you built a relationship with God that will help you withstand the valleys and the storms of life? Have you built a relationship with God that will give you the strength when you need it? Throughout the Gospels, we see that Jesus used silence and solitude as a means of helping him to be ready for whatever was to come. I don't know about you, but when times of trouble come in my life, I want to have as much strength as possible. I know I need to be spending more time alone with God to strengthen me before making important decisions, at the death of loved ones, when daily demands drain me, before facing death, whatever that might be. Solitude. It will strengthen you. It will help you to trust that God is faithful and that God will never leave you. And it will help you to develop a closer relationship with God. Jesus believed it. May we believe it too. Thanks be to God. Amen.